Gillian Hannigan, co-founder of the annual Cornstalk Folk Festival in Tunkhannock.
So this song's really special to me because I've been singing it with my mother since I was a little child, and it's a really old Irish folk tune, and it really ties in with that idea of generational and community, the whole idea, and we'll all go together. And when we play it at Cornstalk, we try to get everyone to sing along in the audience, and we'll all go together. And hearing several hundred people sing that at the same time is really very special. Will you go?
And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
As she talks about the song and performs it, Wild Mountain Thyme might just be a kind of anthem for the Cornstalk Folk Festival. Gillian Hannigan, Anthony Hannigan, and Chris Carney paid a visit to the WVIA studios in anticipation of the Cornstalk Folk Festival this weekend at Lazy Brook Park in Tunkhannock to play for us and to talk more about the vision that shapes the gathering.
One of the things that keeps me going doing the festival, because it is a ridiculous amount of work, but feeling like I'm contributing something and I'm a part of something that people have been coming to for 5 years and, you know, are so thankful, and it makes me feel good and have a sense of accomplishment to create something like this and to do it with my husband. That's even better.
Yeah, and our, you know, our great friends and fellow bandmates and such.
Yes, Chris has been going since year one.
To kind of, push on top of that, Chris and I both grew up in this area. You know, Chris up in the Factoryville area, me just outside of Newton Ransom. And we've seen the music scene kind of build and collapse. But to be a part of it and to celebrate that over a weekend, you know, with our fellow Northeastern Pennsylvanians or the Mid-Atlantic Seaboard, however you want to phrase it, it's extremely special. You know,
Jillian, are we a part of the collapsing, honey?
No, we're in the building process.
Oh, good, good.
And, you know, making folks aware that, hey, there's, you know, other music that's not just on the radio that you will hear, on the TV in the background, but, hey, there's, like, people that pick up instruments and get out there, and it's like they tell stories and they form these friendships that last for years and years and years. That's how Chris and I met. We met through music. We didn't meet, like, at a football game or inside a bar. It could have been a bar that we were playing music in, but it was...
You and I met. Because of music as And we met Erica because of music.
So that's kind of like the cycle. It just continues. And if we can bring people in and let them experience that and form their own relationships for years to come, that's a major win, I think.
And I think it's very nice for people to know that it's a generational thing. Your dad was instrumental in playing music and grounding the music scene here. Your mother, do you have a sister who's musical? I don't know about you, Chris. What about your family?
My father sings and plays guitar. I grew up listening to him every Sunday morning, singing in church and clearing his throat as many times as he could before he had to sing the
Doesn't your dad do the contra dance
He does contra dances. And the Northeastern Pennsylvania Folklore Society, he's very involved in that. And I grew up around music.
What's interesting about that story, too, is his father also exposed one of our good friends, Patrick Biondo, to a recording that I did years ago. And Patrick was just getting into the banjo, and he could have gone any direction, but kind of laid down the foundation for what, you know, their band Cabinet was formed on because of this. Really, you know, it's just that forever cycle of, you know, hey, I got this, and I could do this, and listen to me do this.
Right, and that's the point of Cornstalk, is to expose as many people as we can to that idea. That's why we do so many workshops and have Kids Free and the organized jams. Because some people, you know, their idea of a music festival is they go sit or stand in a field and watch the music, which is a huge part of Cornstalk, of course. But we also want people to bring their instruments or bring their voices and join in. We have, Chris is doing a harmony singing workshop.
I am.
It hasn't been too long that Dad's passed away.
Yeah, my father, James Hannigan, grew up in West Virginia, along with my mother, Patricia Hannigan, both musicians. And I grew up with a mandolin, fiddle, banjo, guitar, and various instruments throughout the house. And I thought that everybody had that exact same configuration in their house and everybody played music. Much to my surprise, I found out, mingling with the fellow humans, I was like, hey, you guys don't know what a banjo is? You don't know what a mandolin is? That's just bizarre to me because it was a way of life. And my father, after moving here from West Virginia, started a bunch of different little bluegrass bands. And it's kind of bizarre because two guys might leave and all of a sudden there's a new band that's formed instantly, or they meet another guy at a festival and then there's another band. But my father was, you know, running around and playing music in this area all through the 70s and 80s and 90s. And yeah, it was a really cool thing to grow up and be around.
And you had classical training, didn't you?
Yeah, I grew up doing classical music through middle school, high school, college. And it was when I was around 17 years old or so, I started doing a Renaissance fair and introduced to the amazing world of jamming. And it was just a whole new world for me. And so I would take my flute everywhere I went. And that's how I met Anthony. I wasn't 18. I was a bit older. But I met him. You know, he was playing. And I just asked him, hey, could I stand in the background here and just play my flute a little? And he's like, of course. But he always says, yes, of course.
Yeah. You don't see it every day. Somebody walking up with a penny whistle and saying, hey, let's do, you know, a fiddle tune. It's like, wait a minute. You know, that's not a kazoo you have there. It's a little bit more intricate. Let's hear what you got. And she played. And I was like, whoa. She can actually play. It's kind of, it was mind-blowing. And that's another that kind of leads me into this is, you know, something about the festival is that you'll hear all sorts of genre. It's not just, you know, folk festival is kind of encompasses all different types of music, but you might have somebody that, you know, hey, I grew up playing rock guitar. I know all these Eagles tunes. Easy to cross over, you know, throw a little bluegrass beat or vice versa. Take a bluegrass tune and make it a little bit upbeat, not metal, but, you know, kind of give it a little spin. And that's what's cool about, I think, the acoustic music and jamming and that whole collaboration. You can do a bunch of really cool things.
And you all have made Northeastern Pennsylvania the base of your operations, but you all play out of the area and abroad.
So yeah, I just sent out a list for the 2019 prospects of where we're going to go. And it ranges everywhere from Europe, Eastern Europe, to New Zealand,
to
all over.
Out west. So out west, we're excited about the future of Hickory Project, our bluegrass band, which of course we'll be playing at Cornstalk all 3 days because we got a good price.
So you have people you know and you play, but you sometimes are saying, we don't know you, but we've heard you and we'd love to have you come join us. So you have that kind of balance, don't you?
Well, even some old friendships. Yeah, some of the bands on the lineup we don't know personally, but we've been either introduced to them through events we've been to or through other musicians we know. But like our headliner, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, I happened to know him from Northern Virginia, from the music scene up there from years ago. And we ran into him again at a festival down in North Carolina. And I said to Anthony, why don't we have Frank at Cornstalk? And we were able to work it out. And we're super excited because he just got nominated again for another IBMA Award Mandolin Player of the Year. His band has been nominated for Best Bluegrass Album of the Year for a Grammy. They've won several IBMA Awards, which is the biggest award in bluegrass.
It's super cool because I know Jillian had made the connection with him years ago. And then I wound up meeting him in France. I was over there. It was a year Jillian didn't go. And we got to kind of bond and hang out and play a lot of music.
Wait, you went to France without me?
What was I doing?
but
it was great because he's a multi-instrumentalist. He's fantastic. And, you know, growing up out west, I think actually Alaska or something.
He grew up in Alaska.
We watched those guys kind of like grow when they first hit the scene and just kind of, they work so hard everywhere. And the rewards are coming to them now. Low Lily, another band. That's another friend of mine, Flynn Cohen. He and his wife, and they have a violin player and a bassist. They make their home up in Vermont now, but they're originally from the Boston-Cambridge area. And, you know, super, the upper echelon of musicianship. But they've got a really cool thing going with a Celtic kind of folky crossover thing right now.
And we even have some folks you met in France, Dear John. They're coming all the way over from France. It's
four French women coming over doing their interpretation of Doc Watson and Norman Blake and old-timey tunes, I expect.
Yes.
And also we've got, Chris has a duo with J.P. Biondo, another member of Cabinet. And his cousin, Pappy, is actually playing in Launchpad with me, which we'll probably get JP and Chris in. You know, we can add these little moving pieces here and there, and it's a whole different dynamic. And our good friend, who has been on my radar to meet for like 5 years now, I've just met this year, Justin Mazur. He's an incredible human being, just a fantastic musician, one of the best I've heard on a six-string guitar. Just amazing.
He's a great guy, too.
A fantastic guy. We have Jacob's Fairy Strange.
Stragglers.
Stragglers. I want to say strangers all the time. But they're a group from West Virginia that, you know, just boy's this just amazing kind of energy, the old timey feel that, you know, kick off your shoes, get up and do some clog dancing kind of thing. That's really cool. Van Wagner, who's no stranger to VIA, 55, 60 albums. Who
that
knows?
Guy's a treasure. He really is.
He's a Pennsylvania treasure.
Yeah. And all these bands that, like, you know, Jacob's Ferry Stragglers and JP, and these are all bands that I've played with, that I've hung out with, sang songs around a campfire with at other festivals just right. for fun.
You There's know? The chemistry that I'll take it. It's magical, right? It's just one of those things that, you know, you know somebody, and then other people come into the equation too. Next thing you know, there's another little dash of kind of spice that's added to the musical recipe. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and sometimes the best music you'll hear all weekend is after the shows are over and walking around the park at night and finding the campfires, jams, and listening to the new configurations that are being formed on the spot. I wonder how many bluegrass bands and just acoustic bands have been formed at campfires. It's got to be a lot.
It's probably in the upper 90%.
90%, yes. Yeah.
And Chris, when you get together, for example, with JP, what do you bring out in each other, for example?
We do a lot of close harmony singing, like Everly Brothers or Louvin Brothers, and JP has a number of songs that he's written. I have a few that we do as well, and it's stripped down. It's just guitar and mandolin, and we focus on the vocal harmony, and it's satisfying for me, just to, like, it's like one of those things that harmony singing just kind of like rattles the right part of my brain that makes me feel good. So I get to do that, and it's a lot of fun, like looking in each other's eyes. I know it sounds very romantic, but a lot of the time we're making sure that we're going to say the right word at the right time. And we've been singing with each other for years, and we both kind of gravitate towards the same types of songs, and we both get a kick out of the same part of a song, and it's a lot of fun. We really enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to being able to share that with the folks at Cornstalk.
In addition to all this wonderful music making and friendship making, you have food and artists and so forth to fill out the community.
Oh, we're very excited about the food this year because we've partnered with our sponsor, Indraloka Animal Sanctuary, to get some vegan options. They are a sanctuary for farm animals and push vegan, I don't know if you call it veganism or a vegan lifestyle. So in our partnership with them, we're bringing in a vegan food vendor and also some... I wouldn't call them vegan artists, but it's artists that present kind of farm animals in a humane way, I suppose.
Tell us about the fact that you encourage us to just come and stay and then swim.
Yeah. So I mean,
oh yeah, the creek's nice and high, so bring your rafts.
But actually, yeah, there's so many little variants that you could miss over the weekend, right? Like Jillian was saying earlier, you go and you just watch the stage show. Well, behind you and around you, there's all kinds of other things happening. And there's the food vendors, right, of course. There's
the artist village.
We have workshops going on the same time the stage shows. So
organized jam, the artist village, where we have artists from all over the region, photographers, painters, sculptors that come and display their art, works of art. We also have over 30 craft vendors that all have unique or handmade items. So there's a lot to see.
Right. And at any time, you know, you might walk around, you might see Chris with the Serene Green guys, like just having a little impromptu jam. Like, hey, Chris, you know this song, come over and sing it. Sure, I got 10 minutes. And the next thing you know, it turns into like one of the greatest jam sessions. If you're up walking around, you can actually witness that, something you can't do until much later on your device.
Right? That's the Serene Green jam did happen. It was supposed to be 10 minutes. It turned into like, I don't know, 5 to 6 hours.
Five or six hours. And that's still...
Those guys
will play.
Yeah.
They came to our house for
no,
a party.
No shortage of songs with those guys.
Yeah. New band from Bethlehem. Right? And they're great young gentlemen that are making the scenes right now in the bluegrass world, keeping the traditional. Fantastic guys. And their residents range anywhere from Jim Thorpe down to Bethlehem and Slagington, that area. So they're Pennsylvania boys. I've got to throw Miz in there too. Another, not a stranger here to the WVIA family, but he's...
The son of Pittston.
He's the son of Pittston, the big tomato himself. True. I mean, in his whole family, the extension of his family, all of them are, you know, musicians or artists in some form or capacity. Tim McGurl this year, another one that's...
Folk King.
Has been around for... Man, just ever. As long as I can remember. I remember seeing Tim McGraw.
I don't want to forget about our friends at Steamtown Yoga. They'll be doing yoga again for us Saturday and Sunday morning, which is always just such a pleasure to walk. I don't do yoga. I think I'd like to, but I walk by the yoga and there's like 30 people out there doing these beautiful poses outside, and we have live music during the yoga sessions by friends of the family, and it's just another amazing scene to see just at Cornstalk.
And the Dishonest Fiddlers, I gotta mention them, Dave Brown and his crew. I've watched them, you know, change over the course of time, and always, you know, a very exciting show that they bring to the audience. And it's I think all the bands and stuff, I can't express enough about the jamming though that happens. And then I think if you stay there for the weekend, we have camping over the weekend, which is included if you go the weekend route.
Oh yes, we want people to stay in camp all weekend.
Right, because there's so much that happens after the stage show. Cookout. Fish, do what you will, you know, tell stories, make up stories, have new stories, stories that you're going to tell next weekend or at the cookout on Labor Day.
Now, Jillian, we mentioned your mother in passing, but she's responsible for this gorgeous poster.
She does all of our graphics. It becomes her full-time job for months, and she's one of those people that has tunnel vision, and when she wants to do something, she'll literally work on it for like 20 hours straight. So yeah, she created our beautiful posters, all of the merchandise, the shirts this year, and she does everything, and she does everything much, much better than it needs to be done.
The color palette is lovely, and there are all these wonderful sparkly stars that represent the magic that you're talking about.
Right. My favorite are the little amphibians playing the instruments down at the bottom of the poster.
Don't they sneak away? You have to hold on to your...
Oh yeah, the frogs will get you.
Yeah. I like the tambourine playing frog.
And so tell us where to go online and stuff.
So yeah, cornstockfestival.com, like Woodstock, but with corn. And it's Labor Day weekend, August 31st through September 2nd over at beautiful Lazy Brook Park in Tunkhannock. And you can find all the information you need, the whole schedule, tickets, everything. If you are not online savvy, you can call me at 570-250-7464 for more information. Or just show up and get your tickets at the gate. Gate opens Thursday night this year.
And kids 15 and under are free with an accompanying adult.
And pets are free and encouraged. We love to see the pets. We've had silly pets too. We've had pigs and llamas and some little mammal, little weasel-looking creature. I'm not sure what it was.
Corn weasel.
And you've said it, young'uns under 15 free. That's, again, to get them in the swing of things and get them immersed in this wonderful world that music.
Yeah, we have a really big kids' zone. I'm really proud of it this year especially. We have activities going on all 3 days. Then, of course, we have the big bouncy slide and bouncy obstacle course. But we have fun crafts and musical demonstrations. And we even have the instrument petting zoo, which I love doing. Anthony and I are a part of it. We're trying to reel Chris in this year, too. Where kids come and play real instruments. You know, it's not a kid instrument. It's like a real mandolin, and they get to see what that feels like to play, or a real guitar, and to watch the kids just light up. And some of them don't want to let it go. And you can see their parents watching them like, wow, maybe I should get my child a guitar. And then to see them start coming every year and taking part in the jams. And it's really exciting.
Right. And it could be the spark, right? At the end, it's like the end of the summer wrap up. We're talking, it's the end of August right now. It's going to be September just in a week or so. Before we know it, it's going to be New Year's Eve, right? And where we are based here in Pennsylvania, there's really not the outdoor events. So it's kind of like, hey, let's go and maybe meet some new people. We got instruments that are in grandpa or grandma's, you know, attic. Let's get them out. Let's contribute to society, bring them down here, and let's play some tunes.
And the festival itself is an incredible community. I know art and food and music are like pretty much the only thing that makes me happy. So having that everywhere you look for an entire weekend is just makes everybody kind of in good spirits. And if you do camp out, you're part of that community for the whole weekend. And you may camp next to somebody that you never met before, but by the end of the weekend, you're close buds.
Yeah, you might wind up going to Thanksgiving dinner with them. Who knows?
And we cap off the whole event with my favorite part of the festival, the Cornstalk Jubilee, which also is called Dance of the Corn, where we hand out the cornstalks that have been, you know, part of the decor at the festival and to everyone in the audience. And we just form giant circles and everyone dances together while Chris sings those fun sing-along
songs. That part is a little weird,
songs.
But you know, Jillian's other than that, it's a really nice time.
We invite, you know, all musicians from, you know, that are still around at the end of the festival, come up and sing
right
with us.
Right, the stage just gets overloaded with musicians. Anyone with an instrument that can fit is welcome to come on the stage and play along and sing, and everyone in the audience is dancing with their corn stalks, and it's just a lot of fun.
Rose around the blooming heaven, will you go? Mountain time, all around.
grow together. Jillian Hannigan and Anthony Hannigan, co-founders of the Cornstalk Folk Festival, with Chris Carney, veteran of the regional music scene and member of the Hickory Project, with Jillian and Anthony. And they all stopped in at the WVIA studio to talk with us about the 6th annual Cornstalk Folk Festival, Bluegrass and Roots Music, at Lazy Brook Park in Tonkanic this coming weekend, August 31st through September 2nd. There will be a headliner from the South, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. Lo Lilly, J.P. Biondo, and Chris Carney will drop out of Hickory Project and join J.P. Miz, the four French performers, Dear John or Cher Jean from France, coming over to play bluegrass. Hickory Project themselves, Indigo Moon Brass Band, Grass Station, Serene Green, Van Wagner, Cold Country Express, Bug Tussle, Jim Hannigan Tribute Band, that's for Anthony's father, Timber Girl, Friends of the Family, and more. Crafts and food vendors, workshops, a kids zone, lots of art, yoga, and more. That's August 31st through September 2nd, the annual Cornstalk Folk Festival. And for more information online, cornstalkfestival.com. And as Jillian told us, it's Cornstalk like Woodstock, C-O-R-N-S-T-O-C-K, the Cornstalk Folk Festival, August 31st through September 2nd, and that's at Lazy Brook Park in Tonkanic, cornstalkfestival.com, cornstalkfestival.com.
To leave me, I would surely find another where the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Where
crack, there was nothing they could do. Still wondering about the ones they left behind. Groans of dying left ringing in my head on that cold AM spring of 49. Then the cold came, dug out all the rubble. I still can't wash the black stains off my face. It's so hard to find a job with the wage that I can live on. If I die, someone else will take my place. Please don't bury me as deep as the cold. Keep me closer to the sunshine. I'll be happy when they